It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to this week's E-commerce Master Plan podcast episode. You've just got me today. It's just me, Chloe Thomas, host of the podcast, author, speaker, and of course, your e-commerce marketing problem solver. And the reason you've just got me today is because this week, my virtual summit goes live. Yep, the E-commerce Master Plan virtual summit is back for its second year, and this time completely focused on e-commerce marketing. In this podcast episode, I'm going to take you through the top 25 tips from the summit. And right now, you can get access to it completely for free. You can get the 20 sessions that focus on e-commerce marketing, which means you get to watch the videos, you get to download the slide decks, and those are available for 48 hours per set of five. So the first five are going live on Tuesday, the 18th, she says, quickly checking the calendar, Tuesday the 18th of September at 10 a.m. UK time. And those are live for 48 hours. Then the next five go live again on Tuesday, but at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, again UK time. And those will be live for 48 hours from then. The next set number three, another five videos, goes live on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. And then the last of the 20 will go live on Wednesday at 4 p.m. And you've got 48 hours to watch each set, so you've got something available to watch from 10 a.m. on Tuesday until 4 p.m. on Friday. Everything I mentioned so far, completely available for you for free. All you have to do is sign up. If you go to ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176, you can do just that. Now, that is a unique URL to this particular podcast episode, because it's really, really, really hard to track response from podcasts. So I thought I'd give you a very unique URL in order to see what impact this episode has on the summit to help me work out what I do with the podcast in future. You see, always testing, always optimizing. So if you hear this podcast, please use ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176. 176, which is the number of this episode, in order to access the summit and sign up. That will be really, really helpful. Now, for helping me out, you will get a very special all access pass discount that will automatically be applied when you use that link. Now, see, now you want to know what this all access pass is, don't you? Plus, you're probably wondering, why was she talking about 25 tips and she's only told me about 20 sessions? Well, the free pass gives you access to the 20 sessions that are about e-commerce marketing, and you've got 48 hours to watch each of those. The all access pass, however, you have forever. There's no time limit on when you can and can't watch them. And all the videos available to the all access pass holders will be going live at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the 18th of September. So if you're an all access pass holder, you get everything and you get no time limit on when you can watch it. Now, as this podcast goes live, up until the Tuesday at 10 a.m. when all the videos start going live, the all-access pass is only £99 plus VAT, if that's relevant in your area. If it's not, don't worry, we're not going to charge you it. And you will get a discount if you use ecommercemasterplan.com/summit167 to get there. That price is going to go up to £149 on Tuesday at 10. You'll still get a discount via the URL, but the price is still going to go up. So if you want the best possible deal, use the URL ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176 and sign up as soon as possible, because the price is going to keep rising throughout live week. So if you're tempted, grab it now. And after all, we offer a 30-day no quibble money back guarantee. So what have you got to lose, quite frankly? If you don't like the summit, which I would find quite surprising, then let me know within 30 days of your purchase and I will refund the money. So you can get the discount at the lowest price, and if you don't like it, you can get the money back. It's kind of crazy. Why wouldn't you? As well as the immediate unlimited access and the 20 sessions of the e-commerce Summit proper that are about e-commerce marketing, then All Access Pass holders also get loads of bonus content. And for those of you wondering why and when on earth is she going to tell us the top tips, I will as soon as I finish explaining this, okay? It's not far off, I promise. Okay, so the bonus content you also get as All Access Pass holders are MP3 versions of every session that you can download and listen to. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, I know you love your MP3s, your pure audio files. Well, those are available for you to download and listen as you walk the dog, etc., etc., if you have the All Access Pass. If you don't have the All Access Pass, you can't do that. You're also going to get, as an All Access Pass holder, the session notes, which is a PDF which has a transcript of every single session. That's what we've said in the session, together with the slide decks merged in, so you know exactly what you're doing. You're also going to get a Q&A session with me on Thursday where you can ask any questions you've got. And 5 bonus sessions. This is where those 25 comes from. It's the 20 from the main summit plus the 5 that are in the All Access Pass. And these are about increasing your conversion rates. So we've got stuff in there about payments, about mobile optimization, and some other great topics too. Is that enough? No. Here I go into kind of crazy infomercial mode. You've got all this. Now you're going to get this too. Because in the All Access Pass, we've also put my GDPR email marketing course and my Create Your E-Commerce Masterplan course. Find out all about that at ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176, which will also enable you to get a great discount and enable me to track the response from this podcast. Okay, let's get over the infomercialness now, and I think we should probably get into the tips. So what I'm doing is I'm going to give you one tip from each of the sessions within the summit. Phil, we should kind of have like some countdown music going on here, but we're just going to go with me. So the first 5 tips are from the sessions that, if you're on the free pass, go live on Tuesday at 10 a.m. and actually go live on Tuesday at 10 a.m. along with everything else if you're on the All Access Pass. Okay, first tip is from Rob Edlin of Nidux. He's one of our awesome sponsors who, quite frankly, without them, this whole thing wouldn't be possible. And what he doesn't know about the Google ecosystem really isn't worth knowing. He's coming on to talk about Google Tag Manager. And the tip from that session is use Google Tag Manager. Gosh, it makes your life so much easier. But if you're going to use it, make sure you get it set up properly. And Rob's session is all about how to help you do just that. Okay, tip number 2 is from Becky Hopkid of Digital Gearbox. She's my Google AdWords guru, and she had the most watched session of last year's summit. So you're going to want to check out Becky's session. She's also one of our lovely sponsors. So thank you very much to Becky and the DG team for the promotion work you've done on the summit, and also for sponsoring us. I really do appreciate it, as does everyone out there listening, because without the sponsors, it wouldn't happen. Okay, Becky's tip is that display on Google AdWords, often something we would advise you not to touch with a barge pole. It has come on leaps and bounds in recent years and is now very much worth a test. But if you're going to test it, do your research and select your audience carefully. There are a lot of different ways of selecting those audiences. Pick the wrong one and you will get burnt. So a bit of research there, but she goes through it in much more detail than I just have in the summit session. Okay, number 3, Connor Gillivan of FreeUp. He's a past podcast guest, and he was part of last year's summit too. We love Connor. Connor came on this time again to talk about how to outsource your marketing tasks. Because often with marketing, we've got stuff we want to do, but we just can't find the bandwidth to do it. Either we haven't got the time, or we haven't got the headspace to think about it. So Connor explains how you can do this outsourcing in his session. And his tip, or my top tip from Connor's session, is to give clear briefs to your freelancers and keep them accountable. Don't be afraid to make them show up for weekly meetings and to make them do daily check-ins with you, so as you know that they're on track and they're heading in the right direction. It's all about management when it comes to successfully working with freelancers. And I have to say, without my freelancers, this summit would not have happened. They have been rocks. So Andrea, Joni, Jan, if you're listening, thank you so much. Right, tip number 4. Catherine Morehouse, who I know you guys loved on the podcast when she came on to talk about Pinterest. Well, she's back in the summit to share her three key elements of a viral pin on Pinterest. And let's face it, viral pins are what we want to be happening on Pinterest because they don't cost us anything and they bring us sales. So her tip, man, her session is packed with tips, is that your pin titles should be the answer to a question, because a lot of the searches that happen on Pinterest are questions. So you want to word those pin titles so they answer the questions your customers want asked even. Number five, this is my session. So I've got several sessions in the summit. In the one that goes live with the first set on Tuesday morning is my session on email marketing, which is about how to choose your email sign-up incentive. So going quite niche in the world of email, but what should you be offering in order to get that email sign-up? And the tip is something you may well have heard me say before, but I think it bears repeating. You don't have to give away your margin in order to get an email sign up. You don't have to do a discount or free PMP. There are other things you can do to get your email sign ups. Right, that's our first five. The next set of five go live on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday at 4 p.m. for those with the free pass. If you've gone for the all access pass, you will get these on Tuesday morning as well. So you get everything at once. No waiting around, no time limits. Okay, tip number six. So cool to have Skip Fedora of .mailer in the summit again this year. And this time he's come back to share the results of hitting the mark 2018. Remember, he was there last year sharing the results of hitting the mark 2017. One of the, or possibly the most thorough email marketing review produced by anyone ever, because 2018 is even more detailed and in-depth than 2017. If you want to grow your email this year, you need to watch this session. Skip brought some brilliant advice in. Really, really good one. And the top tip from this is, well, couldn't be anything other than to download Hitting the Mark, because it should be in everyone's hard disk. You know, everyone who does email marketing should have a copy of this and be using it over the coming year as inspiration, as ideas to improve what you're doing and increase the return from your email marketing. It's completely free and you can get it here, which, bear with me a second, it is bit.ly/HTM, all in capitals, for, as in standing for hitting the mark, virtual summit with a capital V and a capital S. So bit.ly/HTM virtual summit. There you go. And you can get that for free. You can also find that link in the summit when you go to skip session. It is the ultimate inspiration guide, and a big thank you for .mailer for sponsoring again this year. Great to have you guys on board again. Tip number seven, my lovely friend and the SEO genius Nick Truman of Spec. Great session on SEO, must watch, because of course SEO, we all know, is really important to e-commerce sales. And his top tip is that link building isn't dead, but you need to tread carefully. I could spend the rest of this whole episode explaining how to do that. Rather, I think you need to go and watch Nick's session. But if you think link building is dead, you are wrong. It isn't. It's still an important part of any SEO strategy. And Nick, another one of our sponsors, thank you very much for sponsoring, and I will see you very soon. Okay. Isn't it nice? I get to do little call outs to my mates on here as well. Okay. Tip number eight. Time to talk Facebook ads, and we have one of the best e-commerce Facebook ad people in the world this year on the summit. Really excited to be able to bring you Amanda Perry, and the top tip from her session is dynamic product ads. Use them to target non-site visitors. That kind of blew my mind even. So you're letting Facebook pick which product to advertise to people who've never even been to your website. Working incredibly well for some people in the e-commerce space. That's got to be worth a test. And that's just a teeny, teeny tip from Amanda's session. Right, number nine. As well as covering the obvious topics, I wanted to give you some curveballs in the summit this year. You can't just cover the same old, can we? So some ideas to get your creative brains buzzing. Well, Giles Dorr has joined me to talk crowdfunding as a marketing method. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know we've had a few people on talking about crowdfunding, and all of them made a point of pointing out how much of an impact it's made to their own marketing for their business. So I thought we'd get someone on to talk about how you can adopt it into your business as one of your marketing methods. Top tip from Giles' session is to do your research and pick the right platform. If you launch your crowdfunding activities on the wrong platform, you are not going to do anywhere near as well as you could if you pick the right platform. So a bit of research at the beginning pays huge dividends further down the line. Okay, tip number 10, it's me again. This time I am doing a session on affiliate marketing and three strategies that are currently working really well for e-commerce businesses in the affiliate space. Top tip from this is you cannot manage affiliates like you manage ads. It's not about optimizing the ones and the zeros. It's about building relationships with the right affiliates on a one-on-one basis. Very different skill set. So be warned, it's not a silver bullet to solve your marketing woes, but it can be brilliant if you've got the ability to build those relationships with the summit. With the affiliates. Okay, this next five, they're going live on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Unless, of course, you're an all-access pass holder, in which case you're going to get them all on Tuesday. Right, tip number 11. Oh, properly excited about this guest. I'm really pleased we managed to get them involved. So this is Shopify. I've got Andrew back from Shopify on to help you work out how Shopify as a platform can enable you to fast track your marketing. Now, it's a bit of a strange angle to come at it maybe when we're talking to Shopify, but gosh, he has some brilliant advice and it was really clear on how that platform in particular enables you to really get your marketing moving. They were also sponsors of the summit, which is again really cool to have them on board. I know a lot of you are already on Shopify already, so I think you'll find this useful to know what extra things you can do. And if you're currently deciding which platform you're going to next, or you're potentially moving to, or you're sticking where you are, etc., then I think you'll find this an interesting one to put a slightly different slant on your decision-making process. Andrew's tip? To use Shopify's Kit, K-I-T, as the virtual employee who runs your Facebook ads. Probably very, very effective for running really nice niche for our American listeners, Facebook ads. I didn't know it could do that, so that was a lesson from me for the summit. Okay, tip number 12. I got Thomas Vosper on from Price Searcher, and I was really pleased because sometimes the summit enables me to let you know about things I can't believe you don't already know about, and Price Searcher is one of those tools. It is an awesome free traffic resource. There's not a penny to pay, where you essentially give them your Google product feed and they will add your products into the world's biggest product search engine. Why wouldn't you? So the top tip, strangely enough, is to submit your product feed to Price Searcher. Simple as that for that one. Number 13, which means we're over halfway now, everybody. Another of our recent podcast guests, Steve Honite of Alchemy NRG, who came on to talk about Amazon ads. You may remember that from a couple of weeks back. He's come onto the summit to run through how to run an Amazon ads strategy. And oh my God, there is one slide in here which is gold dust. You are going to want this particular slide because it's a really clear Amazon ads strategy for both setup and optimization. So the top tip, try Amazon ads. If you've got your products on Amazon, you can make a huge difference to your sales by using these ads while still making a reasonable margin. And it is somewhat criminal how few businesses, especially in the UK, are not using Amazon ads in order to increase their sales on the platform. Right, tip 14, influencer marketing. I've got Caroline Belinska of Just Ask Parker in to take us through this one. Caroline, thank you very much for having me on your podcast to promote the summit. Much appreciated. Looking forward to help you do the same later this year with yours. Now, her top tip is to plan. I know, influencer marketing, you're hoping I was going to give you something cool and sexy, but no, all marketing does come back to getting the plan right. But this is great advice. Before you start contacting influencers, before you start doing that outreach, work out what you're trying to sell, who you're trying to sell it to, and where are they hanging out? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Facebook? Are they somewhere else? Where are they in order for you to find the right people in those places to promote your products? So there we go, influencer marketing. Tip number 15, it's me again. So this session I'm doing on Facebook groups, because I might think it's criminal how few businesses are using Amazon ads to advertise their products on Amazon. It's even more criminal how few e-commerce businesses are taking the opportunity to build relationships with their fans, with their customers, with their prospective customers using Facebook groups. It's a great way of getting much more visibility for free on Facebook and a great way of getting feedback too. So I thought I'd do a session on how to go about creating a group and also how to get people to join the group, because of course if there's no one in there, it's all a bit sad and lonely. So my top tip is, when people are entering your Facebook group, when they apply, get them to ask the questions. You will know I do this in my group. It's a great way of keeping the spam out, and it gives you some ideas of how to interact with people when they join. So if you want to do posts to welcome them, you can reference something they said in their application. Right, the next five are also sessions you get 48 hours free access to, or much longer if you go for the all access pass. And these ones go live at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Tip number 16 is from Jack Paxton of Viper. And he's joining me to discuss viral campaigns and Facebook ads. So more Facebook ads here, people. This session was voted for by the E-commerce Masterplan World Facebook group themselves. I gave them a set of choices, and this was the one they overwhelmingly wanted to see covered in the summit. So top tip, if you're running a viral competition, this is one of those ones where you sign up and then you do various various activities to increase your number of entries, is to change the points earning tasks each week as things move to keep people engaged and keep people promoting. Really, really clever idea. Not one I'd have thought of myself, I don't think. So that was Jack of Viper. Tip number 17. This one's Instagram, because we couldn't not include Instagram. And I was so pleased to manage to persuade Jennifer Lackey of Instant Boss Club to come and do a session for us. She is, my God, this session... Yeah, it took me ages to watch this one back because I kept going off and implementing things she said. So there's a lot of tips in this one. Now, my favourite is text shortcuts. These work on both Android and on iPhone, and you can set them up so you can really quickly enter all your hashtags with just a few keystrokes. Absolutely genius. I've set them up. It is saving me so much time and effort. So useful. Right, number 18 then, graphic design. You can't do marketing without it. So Jonathan Grisbowski of Penji, who's a future podcast guest, he's a graphic design specialist, and he's come on to help us understand a bit about what goes into successful graphic design. So it's quite an interesting strategic approach, and there's also a couple of lovely little tips in there as well, one of which is, in this day and age, we need good photography to build our emotional connection with our customers, to show them who we are. And I'm not talking product photography, I'm talking about all the rest of it. And if you don't have enough photography of your products in action, of your team, of what goes on behind the scenes in your business, then his recommendation was to set aside a time once a week where everyone in the business takes some photos with, you could either get a really nice camera or you could use your mobile phones, of what's going on in the business, and then build up essentially your own little image library. Totally unique, totally you, totally on brand. Really clever little idea. And Jonathan, thank you very much for sponsoring. Great to have you and the Penji team on board for the summit. Right, number 19, push notifications. Yes, these are the ones that appear in your browser or on your mobile phone. Love them or hate them, they are powerful. We've got Prutvi from Push Crew in as my guest for this topic. And God, does he do a good job of explaining it. I swear his slide deck is basically your push notification strategy, step by step with examples. It's awesome. The top tip from this one is you should get 10 to 15% of your site visitors signing up. That's not bad going, is it? That's better than you're going to get with an email sign-up pop-up. And a good number per week to start sending is 2 to 3, so long as you've got something to tell them. So there we go. That's from Prutvi of Push Crew. And thank you, Push Crew team, for sponsoring. I really do appreciate it. Tip number 20. We're reaching the final straight here, guys. It's me again. My session on marketing planning tips. Now, this is the topic. Last time I surveyed all of you guys, this was the topic that was second only to email in terms of what you lot told me you wanted to know about. That's why I'm doing a session on it in the summit for you. And my top tip for this is that a plan doesn't have to be set in stone. For those of you who say, I'm too creative to plan, I like to do it on the fly, it doesn't stop you from doing that. It just gives you the structure in which to operate to enable you to be ever more creative. And quite frankly, without a plan, you have nothing to optimize. And if you can't optimize, you're not going to get better. Okay, these last five coming up now are tips from the bonus sessions that only the All Access Pass holders get access to. As I'm going through this, if this whets your appetite and you go, oh my God, I really do want that All Access Pass, get it now. The sooner you get it, the less it's going to cost you. Use the URL ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176, and that will get you the cheapest possible price. And don't forget, if you're wavering, we've got a 30-day money-back guarantee on it. No quibble, no questions asked. If you sign up, you pay the money, you decide it wasn't worth it, let me know. I will refund the money so long as you let me know within 30 days of when you sign up. So it's kind of a no-lose scenario. All right, tip 21 then. Murat and Ken join me. Yes, two guests in one summit session, I know. Breaking the boundaries of what's possible here. They're from Segmentify, which is an on-site personalization tool that causes huge conversion uplifts, like crazy conversion uplifts from the case studies of people who've implemented it. It's really, really quick to implement too. Their top tip is that if you have traffic, any traffic, it is worth optimizing your merchandising. How you optimize that merchandising depends on how much traffic you've got. So it might be more generic, less personalized if you haven't got much traffic, but it will still make a huge difference to your sales and your conversion rate. Segmentify are another one of our sponsors, so thank you very much, guys, for that. And they are running, or we are running, because I'm involved too, a very cool conversion uplift challenge. You will find details of that in the summit. And there's prizes. Okay, number 22. Ooh, nearly finished. Number 22, an e-commerce rock star for this session on mobile optimization. It's Tracy Wallace of Big Commerce, content queen, fresh from hosting her own summit over at Big Commerce. And she joined me to talk mobile optimization, such a big topic. And she runs through a couple of things that are key. But I think the big one, and actually one of the easiest ones to fix, because there's some amazing tools out there, is speed. Speed of site upload is crucial for success on mobile. And she recommends in particular, because images can be the bane of the trying to make an e-commerce site fast on mobile. She recommends a tool called Akamai, which automatically resizes and converts images across devices. So not only do they come out the right size visually, but they also reduces the file size and thus speeds up your website. Great tool. Number 23. Kumu are back in the summit again this year. This time we've got Declan Richardson joining us, and he's giving us some awesome advice on getting payments right to increase sales at home and abroad. Really important topic, payments, especially if you're going overseas. You just got to get that right or people just won't buy. Okay, the top tip then, make sure you're giving your customers the payment methods, not talking currency here, we're talking payment methods, that they want to use. And it's probably not Bitcoin, just to preempt that one. And he goes through exactly which ones to use for different countries. Really, really useful session. Okay, number 24, the penultimate. Only one left after this. Number 24, one of the big payment trends right now in the UK and US at least is try before you buy. So you get the product at home before you have to spend any money on it. Stuart Pick of Bright Pearl has joined me to explain why this is so great, but also how to avoid the returns tsunami, which is heading your way if you implement it, and how you manage that tsunami. So it's just kind of like a nice little wave rather than a big tsunami. His top tip is to process your returns fast. It's not a case of leaving them in the corner of the warehouse for a couple of months. They need to be returned as quickly as possible, both for customer service issues, because the customer wants their money back and they want to know that you've got it back, but also because you have the opportunity to sell that product again. And the sooner you get it back on the virtual shelf, the sooner you can sell it. And often, the sooner you get it up there, the more margin you're going to make, because you'll get it back up there before it goes into the sale. Okay, so that was our returns and tsunami tips. Tip number 25, the last one, it is me again. It's me talking about abandoned baskets. And this is a session I first did at Autumn Fair this year. So if you were there a couple of weeks ago, hello, lovely to have you listening. This one will be a bit of a rerun for you. Now, abandoned baskets are the bane of our existence in e-commerce, and I discuss how to reduce them after the cart, so abandoned basket emails, pre-cart, in the cart, and before someone even gets to your site. Because yes, you can do things before someone even visits your website to reduce the chances of them abandoning their basket. Top tip from me on this one, consistent messaging leads to no surprises, and surprises are bad. There should be nothing in the checkout the customer doesn't already know. Which is why abandoned baskets are not just about what happens in the cart and afterwards, it's about the whole journey they take to get to your cart. 25 top tips for you there. Each of those tips comes from a different session in this year's E-commerce Masterplan Virtual Summit. You can sign up at ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176. For free, you will get access to each of the first 20 sessions I mentioned for 48 hours each, going live in 4 batches over Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Last year's attendees marked the summit 4.8 out of 5, and I think it's even better this year, so I'm sure you're not going to be disappointed. If you sign up for the All Access Pass, which is currently £99 plus VAT, but will be going up in price throughout the week, then you will get unlimited access to all 25 videos I've mentioned in this podcast. You will also get the ability to download an MP3 version of each of the sessions, so you can listen to it wherever you want to. You will also get access to the live Q&A call that I'm doing on Thursday for all your e-commerce marketing problem questions. You will also get the summit notes PDF. Now that is the transcript of every single one of those 25 sessions. So whether you want to watch, listen or read, you're going to have the ability to do that if you get the All Access Pass, whichever way you prefer to learn. And you're also going to get 2 extra courses from me completely for free and the whole of last year's summit too. If you want any of those, head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176. And if you use that URL, you will get a very special this podcast episode only discount on the All Access Pass. I hope you found these top tips useful. I hope you find the virtual summit useful because I created it to help you grow your business, to help you solve your marketing problems. So I really hope you'll take advantage of it. ecommercemasterplan.com/summit176 and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.